الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم. So we have been discussing one very important aspect for the past 2 years, and that is the presence of taqwa in the heart. Now in the field of tasawuf, or what's called tazkiyah, there are four very important aspects, and each one is very closely linked to the other one, very closely linked. And these we can say are actually the stages of iman. So if these four qualities, amongst others, but these four are the main ones, if they are there, then this person is what we refer to as a genuine and a true believer. Which means if he's not there, then maybe he's a weak believer or he's a fake believer. A fake believer is called a munafiq. So now, alhamdulillah, we are given the opportunity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to witness the month of Ramadan, to fast, to stay up at night and whatever. The thing is, how much of honesty and truthfulness there is in our commitment to all our deeds. What we'll explore is truth and commitment. In other words, am I doing it with a total consciousness that this is what Allah wants from me? One is we spoke about taqwa, that's why I said these are four that are very close. One is taqwa, one is sidq, we're talking about sidq, the honesty and the truthfulness. And the third one is ikhlas, also very close, we'll discuss another time. And the other one is hub, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are four very closely linked when you're looking at the bigger picture of tazkiyatun nafs. So the thing is that these are the four stages of iman, and the more a person has these qualities, the higher and the greater his iman will be. And the more genuine is he as a believer. You must remember, a person can have iman, he can have iman, but he is still lacking in ikhlas, he is still lacking in truthfulness, he is lacking in love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all those things. So alhamdulillah, we are born Muslims, we are getting on so many years. We need to sometimes just take a little bit of a check-up on our heart, that how honest am I in my relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in as far as my ibadat and my deeds are concerned. Now we find the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention about the true believers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّةً. Allah said they are the true believers, no fake. The second thing is, Allah has made mention in the Quran of the qualities and the characteristics of those people who are the true people. So they are referred to the صادقين. You know, you hear the word Quran, in the Quran you are صادقين, and you hear the word صدق. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about that honesty. So sidq is translated as truth and honesty. It's also truth in terms of speech, but here we're talking of the inner truth of the heart. A person can be doing a lot of things, but in his heart is absolutely no link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, and this is the basis on the day of Qiyamah upon which Allah ta'ala is going to judge us, and on which is going to be our success. What is it? Allah says, يَوْمَ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقِهِمْ. On that day, the truthfulness of the true people is going to benefit them. لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward and retribute the honest people with the honesty. So the whole aspect relating to our link to the deen and to Allah ta'ala is going to be based on truth. لِيَسْأَلَ الصَّادِقِينَ عَنْ صِدْقِهِمْ. Allah says the truthful people are going to be questioned about their truth, and how true were you in your commitment to the deen and to your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are a number of ayat in the Quran, and opposite of truth and honesty is dishonesty and nifaq. So they are those people who in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to carry out, they used to have all outward actions and so forth, but they were no truth. So that's why Allah says, لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ. Allah will give the truth to the true people their reward. وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. And Allah will give the munafiqin a punishment. So therefore, they are not true in their belief. So now we look at the ayat of the Quran. There are a number of ayat of the Quran. Where in Surah Anfal, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'll just give the ayat of the Quran very briefly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِدَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The believers are those people whose heart وَجِدَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, that their hearts become وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, soft, and they tremble when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ. So just as I'm giving the ayat, just quickly check up in ourselves what's happening there. Whether tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu zadatum imana, when Allah's verses are recited, their iman increases. Then alladhina yuqimuna as-salah, who establish salah, and alladhina yuqimuhum bil akhiratihim yuqinun, and they believe in the akhirah. Ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqan. These qualities, if they are in us, inshallah, we are true, genuine believers. Then another ayat in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ أَمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. That piety is this, that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last day and so forth. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. Those people who give their wealth out of, despite their love for it, to the will qurba, to the realism, the will yatama, to the orphans, one masakin, to the needy, of the sabil, to the traveler. So you are doing all these actions, these are signs of your true, honest link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ. They perform salah and they give zakat. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِأَهْدِهِمْ. And they fulfill their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. This is a very important one. They make sabr and the difficult and challenging conditions. You must remember that when that test comes at that time, and there's a time the true nature of a person's iman comes forward. That is why in another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. We tested the people before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely knows who are the true. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And those that are liars, that are dishonest in their relation to Allah Ta'ala. Obviously, Allah Ta'ala knows, but Allah says, Allah Ta'ala wants you to know that He knows. وَلَّا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. So these are some of the ayat of the Quran that tell us that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is going to judge us on our deeds. We are doing so many a'mal, mashallah. So we must just make sure that we are doing it with proper honesty. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was called Siddiq. It was not his name. His name was Abu Bakr, his name was Abdullah. Abu Bakr was his nickname. So we find that he was given the title of Siddiq. Siddiq means that person who, without any question, without any doubt, without any hesitation, implicitly accepts the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no doubt. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, for example, the time is supposed to stop. 21. Okay, 3 minutes. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, look at his honesty, look at his sitr. He was put to three major tests. Once test was when he was thrown into the fire. That was a test for him. At that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the malaika to help him. What do you want to do? He was so true in his relationship with Allah Ta'ala. He said, Allah knows what I'm going through. Hasbun Allahu, Allah is sufficient for me. That's the first one. Then the second test was when he was told to slaughter his son. So there's a second test where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam passed. He didn't ask questions and say the dream could mean that or whatever else it might be. So these are the tests that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam proved himself in his link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any questions. And the third one obviously was when Allah ta'ala told him, go and stay there in Makkah, by the Kaaba. It's not like Makkah we go now to find which is the best hotel and closer to the Haram and all those things, nothing. And what are they giving breakfast and those things, nothing. Kaaba was just a place and there was absolutely no vegetation, there was no nothing there. That was the test he went. So without any doubt, so that is how we speak about the honesty of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that is what we must ask ourselves when we are faced with a lot of difficulties. Allah protect us and the test comes at that time. We must just be steadfast in whatever we are told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do. Lastly, we look at the battle of Ahzab. There we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the honesty and the truthfulness of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. When the battle took place, Allah says, the enemies came from the top and from the bottom. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, your heart came into your mouth, zaghatil absar, your eyes were dazed, then you were overcome with so much of fear. And at that time, how did the Sahaba actually deal with this particular attack? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about him a little later. He says, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا. From among the believers are those people who are صَادِق, صَدَقُوا, the true people. In other words, they stood their ground, right? مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. They were true in the covenant they had given to Allah Ta'ala. They did not turn back, they stood and they stood their ground. So again, we are saying that in every aspect, whether it's carrying out the normal orders and the commands of Allah Ta'ala, whether it is abstaining from sin, whether it is fulfilling other ibadah, whatever it may be, whether it's going in jihad, In all these things, we must be so honest. Honest is the word. And true in our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that's going to benefit a person on the day of Qiyamah. And a person who has sidq in him, his position is right after the Anbiya alayhi, about a risala. So prophethood ends there, then nobody can come on Nabi. So what is the next stage of sainthood? It is sidq. And the highest sidq, siddiq was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And Allah speaks about the siddiqin in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ مَا الَّذِينَ عَنَمَ اللَّهُ لِمِنَ النَّبِيِّنَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ. So he was make dua to Allah, make me from among the siddiqin. There's those that are honest and true in their commitment to the deen. That Allah accept.